Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. A training tool used in many CPR and ACLS classes is to use a song or song list with a tempo of 100 to 120 beats per minute to help the person doing chest compressions maintain an adequate rate. Generally speaking, most people find this helpful. There are many pros and a few cons that an ACLS provider should be aware of. The pros and cons of using songs to assist us with good CPR, and a short review of some of the songs on the American Heart Association's Be the Beat playlist, is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Providing good, high-quality CPR with minimal interruptions and early defibrillation are two keys to improved cardiac arrest outcomes. To deliver good CPR, we must do fast and deep compressions at a rate of 100 to 120 per minute. To help people maintain a 100 to 120 compression rate per minute, many AED and portable monitor defibrillators have a built-in metronome feature. Others have found that doing CPR compressions along with a song is helpful. Most people have enough sense of rhythm that they can identify the beat of a song. If you can tap your foot or finger along with a song, then this tip will work for you. Some people just don't have a sense of tempo when listening to music and find doing CPR to a song versus a simple metronome more difficult. For this tip to work, the song must have a constant tempo of 100 to 120 beats per minute. Songs with variable tempo or pauses in the music won't work well for guiding our compression rate. Unless you're playing actual music during a code, something I'll talk about in a bit, everyone participating needs to know the song. I can tell you, looking at the list of songs put together by the American Heart Association for their Be the Beat campaign, I only know about a third of the songs listed. On that, remember that there's a time and a place for everything. Playing a song like the Darth Vader theme, Another One Bites the Dust, or Spirit in the Sky, which all have a constant tempo of 100 to 120, is not appropriate to do in front of family and loved ones. While a song can help the compressor maintain a rate, many providers find themselves wrapped in the song and lose track of their compression cycles. Remember that until an advanced airway is placed, we should be delivering 2 breaths after each cycle of 30 compressions. A simple internet search can produce a list of songs with a tempo of 100 to 120. Many download services even list the tempo as part of a song's description. The Heart Association has compiled a CPR playlist on Spotify that I'll place a link to in the episode notes and share on PASS ACLS's Twitter. Here are a few just to give you an idea. Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, Dancing Queen by ABBA, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake, Sorry by Justin Bieber, Summer Nights by Rascal Flatts, All About Tonight by Blake Shelton, Work It by Missy Elliott, and 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. There are actually 54 songs from various genres and time periods on the list. I hope that you found today's tip on using songs as an aid in delivering CPR helpful. If there's a song on your CPR playlist that wasn't mentioned, share it and tag PASS ACLS on a tweet or LinkedIn post. If you're a training center or provider of ACLS-related products or services and would like to reach ACLS-certified medical professionals, contact me. I'm happy to share links on PASSACLS.com, tweets and retweets containing helpful information for ACLS students and providers on Twitter, or discuss show sponsorship opportunities. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.